on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Cast, June 14th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X at thesportscast1. Check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. I'm excited today because I have Ray on the show. I get excited when Ray comes on. I have a good time, not just reporting the news, sports students in particular, but I have a good time, almost like going to a party a bit.
Yes.
But we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we did.
Trevor Lawrence, Calais Campbell, NBA finals, and of course some Euros, a little bit of Euros. And joining us all the way from the Bay Area,
Ray Sherrod. What's going on, Santiago? I always love talking sports with you. And, man, it's good to be here on the Sportscast. I can't wait to talk sports. Let's go.
It's been a long 2 weeks. How was your two weeks? Anything unusual happening?
Yeah, my good friend Kevin told me that the Mavericks were going to win, and I said Celtics. And if you guys go back and watch the VODs on the Sportscast, I said the Celtics. I actually said it was going to be back and forth. No, it's a sweep. It's going to be a sweep.
It looks like a sweep. It smells like a sweep. But before we head into all the sports goodies, let's head into our word from our sponsors.
The rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time, the simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity. And when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with a log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now for iOS.
So the news of the day, Trevor Lawrence has agreed with the Jacksonville Jaguars in a 5-year extension, $275 million contract extension. And Trevor Lawrence admitted, hey, I want to get this contract extension done before training camp. He got it done. Ray Sherrod, is he worth $275 million?
No. He's not. Once again, folks, this man, I'm not saying he's a bad football player, and I'm all for players to get his money, but they over. I mean, he's going to be making about, what, $55 million per year. He's making Joe Burrow money. The difference between him and Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow has gotten to a Super Bowl. He has gotten further than Trevor. Trevor gets hurt. Trevor turnover. He hasn't proved that's when you're doing $55 million, dude. He's like the top. That's top tier money. He's not a top tier. I wouldn't even put him at mid. I would put him down like if there was a tier one, tier two, tier three, he would be on my tier three or tier four.
Not even number two.
No, he had what has he done? To get 142 guaranteed, he hasn't. I don't know what's going on with these general managers. I mean, this is how people get fired. You over. Thank you. Thank you, SPG. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, SPG.
You're getting too much. He's not worth it. He's not worth the money. I'm sorry. I'm saying he's not worth that much money. And you're going to, and it ain't just my opinion. If you look all across all the other sports channels, they're going to tell you they overpaid with Trevor. This is stuff that you ruin teams. How do you get other players? How does other players feel when you give somebody that money? He's not, I don't know, man.
So let's get into the details of this contract. So he already had a 5-year rookie contract. So he's going to extend it for another 5 years. So he's averaging now from year one, $48 million per year. So is that, which is pretty good. This contract matches with Joe Burrow, which I like Joe Burrow over Trevor Lawrence. I'm not going to argue against that. Joe Burrow took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. I think in his first year, was it? Or was it year two?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, give him credit. He did take the Jaguars back to the playoffs. And I think he was, 3 points away from beating the Chiefs one of the games, the playoff games?
let me tell you something, man. Nobody cares if you was 3-0. You didn't win. You didn't get them to where they need to go. But let's also talk about he's also been injured. He's been hurt. He's not he's shaky. You don't know what Trevor Lawrence you're gonna get. He can toss that ball up. If they're gonna pay this guy this much money, then they have to give him weapons. They gotta give him good
play. Which he has. He's had.
And they gone. Some of them left. When he had them, they left. They've gone to other teams. The thing about Burrow has Chase, and Chase is a stud receiver. He's an elite receiver.
Is he a top tier receiver?
Yes, he is. He is a top tier. Hey, when you get 200, if you do 200 yards receiving games, he don't go for 100. I've seen this guy get 200 yards receiving in his games. He's that dude. All right,
he's worth every dime.
Yeah, he's worth the money. I haven't with Trevor. I don't know, man. What are they doing?
And it's interesting. Like, I had a conversation with a guy from my gym this morning, and he told me something very simple. Look, who else is Jaguars going to get in the next 5 years, too? I mean, he's kind of right. We don't know who's out there, who's coming from college. So, but he hasn't met my expectation. Everyone thought he was the greatest quarterback out of college. He was going to be a GOAT. I have not seen that. I mean, we've seen some sparks here and there. But
let me tell you something. You know, when you see somebody that's got that it factor, if you look at CJ Stroud, you look what this kid has did. CJ Stroud, straight day up, one. Day one.
The most successful Ohio State quarterback.
If you want to go back in time, even Luck. When Luck was with the Colts, you just know this guy has the it factor, you know. And then there's guys that sit on the bench and then they come out and play and they have to work real hard. Trevor, since he was the man. He was the man.
He had the red carpet from day one.
Since day one. But you got, what has he done, folks, to get, think about it, guaranteed $142 million guaranteed, folks. That's a lot of money. And you have to understand there is what is called a budget, and you have to bring other players in, and you have to take that $55 million in consideration. Plus, you got to fit everybody else in there. That's a chunk of money, man.
It's a chunk of money. Who do you think will win the AFC's South? The Jaguars or Atlanta? Or Houston. Oh, my bad. I forget it. Houston's going to win it.
I have to go with Houston, man. The CJ Stroud, I'm not trying to hop on this bandwagon. I'm just seeing what this kid has done. this kid played very, very well as a he's a rookie QB. Can you imagine when he gets to his prime or he gets seasoned? He's gonna be and the coach, the new coach. Okay.
Yeah. Who came from San Francisco? The Mikko Ryans.
When you have, once again, I always say this, chemistry is everything, folks.
And sports and love.
And the quarterback is the leader. He's the main person. Does Trevor Lawrence have leadership? Can he lead men?
Amongst men.
Thank you, Santiago. I don't know. I'm not saying he's Trevor Lawrence. He was an awesome player in college. I loved watching him in college.
He was great with Clemson.
He was fantastic. Awesome in Clemson. And I couldn't wait to see what he did when he got to Jacksonville. And yeah. There's been some ups, but we got to be honest. There's been some downs. But to get that kind of when I think when someone gets money like that, you reward them for the things that they have accomplished. And I just don't think he has accomplished nothing to get 142 guaranteed. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just being real. I'm just like Dak, why you want six? Dak wants 60 million. Dak wants 60 a year. Dak, what you done? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing with Dak and the Cowboys, which that still hasn't been resolved yet.
No.
It might not be.
I look at it like this, man. Pro Bowls, playoffs, conference, what have you done to earn that money? To be, you know, what, just because you sell a bunch of football jerseys in Florida and Jacksonville? I mean, you got to do, come on, man. Come on, seriously. But there's so many other quarterbacks out there, man. And I don't know, man. I just, like I said, and it's just my opinion. People don't have to agree. They just overpaid them.
Yeah. And there's a couple of other overpaid contracts this past season. I'm not sure what it is with the market. I know wide receivers and quarterbacks are getting paid. That's what I'm saying. Running backs, if they get $10 million, they're lucky.
If I'm an owner, though, I mean, you got to sit when you make decisions like this, you got to sit down with the owners. Khan's, what the hell? Khan's, what Tony Khan and his dad? What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Jets, get out of here, Ron, with them Jets. You better hope
talk about Aaron, the Jets later. Aaron Rodgers is going up to practice.
You better hope Aaron Rodgers show up.
Apparently, he had an excuse already like weeks ago. I think they already. Well, he still gets fined, I think, for it. Still, no matter if it's legit,
he missed a whole freaking season of football. He needs to be at camp with especially those guys, okay? Especially with his age, plus just with his, he's a veteran. Just his knowledge, man. That's what you're a veteran. You need to be a role model to the youngsters, and you need to go in there and show these guys, man. But he's also a prima donna, so that's just my opinion.
That's your opinion, which I do not doubt on that. So there you have it. Jacksonville Jaguars taking care of business, bad or good, it depends who you ask. He got Trevor Etienne there.
He's gonna get hurt.
Calvin Ridley's there no more, huh?
No, what did he do with Calvin Ridley?
Yes, yeah,
he had DJ Chalk, I think, at one time.
He did. Shark, and I think he went to Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's had receivers. Hell, he even had running backs. He's had some good running backs.
He can't complain. He had a lot of weapons. A lot of teams are striving for weapons these days.
But
so anyways, another news story today this morning.
What a bit.
Contract. Calais Campbell has agreed terms with the Miami Dolphins for defensive end. Calais Campbell, he is 37 years old, and we don't have the numbers of how much he's getting paid, but he was good, but not lately. Was this a big, huge pickup for Miami, Ray, or hey, this guy's a little old?
Man, it's kind of tough because his big season was in 2019. He was a Pro Bowler. He's a veteran, and that's what you got to understand. You do need that veteran in the locker room to you know, teach the younger guys and set an example and stuff like that. So don't know what the money is. Probably, you know, he's probably not like top. Probably minimum, but you know, he's 37, man. Thank God he's still got a job, and we'll see
what happens.
Sometimes veterans go on another team and they can like I remember when everybody was like Adrian Peterson was done and that was it. I even told Vet, he's in the chat, I told Vet, I don't know about Adrian Peterson. And then Peterson went off. You know, he had sparkles of like just, you know, doing stuff. And I don't know, but I wish Campbell well. I hope everything works out.
Yeah. And in 2019, you referenced he had a good year. He played every game that year. He recorded 56 tackles, 17 quarterback hits, 10 tackles for loss, and a fumble recovery. And that was he made the Pro Bowl, actually. So he was with the Jaguars back in the day. Speaking of the devil, Jaguars. So yeah, I think. He also reunites with
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
and that's the coach for the Ravens.
Sometimes when you reunite, you start that old flame. You know, you get that going. Somebody that understands you and you understand his coaching. Sometimes that could be a win. So we shall see.
We shall see also about Tua. Do you think he'll get that number like Trevor? It's possible, man.
I don't know, man. Jeez. I would. He's another one. He's good. He's good, but is he worth 50, 60 mil?
That's a hard question. Obviously, you got to negotiate now, Vet, Ray, because in a year from now, it could get more expensive. So it's a tough business decision.
You have to be smart, though, because when you make these decisions now, this is going to inflect your payroll in the future. This is how people, well, I want this money. I'm sorry, man, but we gotta pay Trevor.
I think I lost it. Another thing.
I hear some music playing.
Yeah, some NFL music company. So Brock Purdy, that contract's gonna come up as well. So he might give me that in pace.
Hey, Brock made it to the Super Bowl. Brock has won games. He's won games. You gotta look at the wins. That's another thing, guys. You gotta look. Does this quarterback give me wins?
Does he have potential to take you to the Super Bowl?
Does he get you deeper in the conference? You forget, we kicked some butt to get where we had to go. So does he have chemistry? Did the other players like working with him? So is he going to show up to camp? Aaron Rodgers is not showing up to camp.
It's true, he's not showing up.
You know, you got to set an example. Does this guy set an example? Is he a role model in the city? What is he doing for the city? How does he, you know?
Yeah.
So
will become honestly, the key of the city.
I don't know. I honestly, once again, they overpaid Trevor. And if Tua, I would be careful because he has injuries, man. That's another thing. What happens is when you pay somebody, they get hurt. That's it. They're done.
That is a common theme.
They get paid. They're done.
Wow. Anyways, we'll see what happens with Miami and, of course, Jacksonville. All the Florida teams are paying everyone paid. NBA Finals is 3-0. Boston Celtics defeated the Mavericks 106-99. Then the Mavericks were up for a bit, but Celtics came back in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum, 31 points. Brown had 30 points as well. This looks pretty much over, Ray. I don't think it's going to go on beyond tonight. Maybe the Mavericks might, you know, could push for a game
5, but what are your thoughts over the series so far?
Get out your broomsticks, folks. Get out your broomsticks. It's going to get wicked in Boston, folks. It's going to get wicked.
I mean, who would have thought that the Mavericks would get swept? I mean, they beat Minnesota, which I think they're a legit team.
I said they were going to get burned out. They burnt out. If you guys go back and check the VODs, I said, dude, they're going to get burnt out. They're going to get burnt out. And you can look, they look burnt out. I mean, there was, I will say, there was a close game. Even Vet says the Celtics are going to win the series. Because I told Vet the Celtics was going to win. No, I'm just playing. But,
go ahead.
They're playing, the Celtics got their number, dude. They got their number. Dude, when you got Zynga coming off the bench, come on now.
That's not good. Well, and then, you know, Luka did not have a good game 3. He was fouled out 4 minutes remaining in the game. So we'll see what happens. The game 4 is in the Dallas. So I think we know who Ray's going to pick for that game. So we'll see.
I don't want to see it end this quick. At least make it interesting, Dallas. At least win one game. Come on, win one.
Yeah. At least make it interesting.
Don't go out like that. Don't go out like that.
Who do you think should be MVP?
Ooh, Holiday.
Ooh, Drew Holiday. He had a good series. He had 21 points the other game.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm not, as Ray says, I'm not really enthused over this series. I've seen better finals like Warriors and Celtics a couple years ago. That was a good series.
Yeah.
Celtics scare me. Okay. All right. Okay, so this today begins the Euros 2024. It is the soccer tournament in Europe where the best of the best in Europe play. Yeah, I think it's like Scotland a mini World Cup. And today the first game is against Germany versus Scotland. But a couple of favorites, you know, for this Euros, Ray. Germany is a favorite. Spain, England is actually one of the top favorites. France, of course. From these group of countries, who do you think will win the Euros?
Okay, so I'm going to just tell you really quick in the groups. Group A, come on, man. Germany, man, they're a powerhouse. Powerhouse. Group B, Spain and Italy. Oh my God. I'm going to call that the group death. That's the
group
death.
Of death. Yep. That's what it
the
is.
Group of death right there. Croatia, Italy. Oh man. Either one of those teams, Spain or Italy, I got in group B. Group C, England, and I'll go with Denmark. I'll go with England or Denmark.
Okay.
Group D, loved, come on, man. France, come on now. But don't forget Netherlands. Netherlands and France is really good. And then Group E, I got Belgium coming out of Group E. Belgium being number one. And then Group F, Portugal!
Cristiano Ronaldo!
Those abs and the muscles.
Everything, Nike. They win Group F.
Yeah, he's Group F, man. I am a football. I love my
football.
You do
football. Watch soccer. He's a Man City fan, everyone.
Yes. I love, love. And this is, guys, you're getting the best of the best in the world. The best of the best. So
exactly. This is like a mini World Cup minus Brazil and Argentina, I would say.
This is like your fantasy, like if you did a fantasy league, man. But it's just the country. So awesome. The best of the best. So I'm excited.
Well, there you have it. Euros begin today. The first match is at 3 p.m. Eastern, Germany, Scotland, and it'll be out throughout the month of June and parts of July. Copa America will be also starting next week, so we'll be previewing that next week. Ooh. News this week, with some people say it's a bad news, but guess who's on the Madden 25 cover?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. I had to bring this up, Ray, because they say the cover players usually get injured or have a really bad injury. What's your thoughts on Madden 25's new cover, Christian McCaffrey?
The curse is real, folks. I'll never forget when Michael Vick, 2004, we were doing a fantasy league, and one of my friends said, with my first pick, woo, Michael Vick. And it was a preseason game, and Michael Vick broke his leg out for the season.
And he never really recovered from that.
And he was, no, he didn't. And he was on the Madden cover, folks. Guys, that Madden curse, at first, it's not real.
It'll be broken this year.
It's real, man. It's real. I hope Christian McCaffrey, please don't get hurt, because he's like our main. Without him, I mean, he's the best. Look,
he's was the main
offense
man there,
player.
He?
Offense player. He can catch. He can run. He's the man. I think he's the best player on the team. So, but we'll see
what happens. Madden 25 will be coming out in a few weeks, I believe. You play Madden usually, Ray? Or
come on, man! They also eat. Shout out to EA, but guys, college football is back. Right.
What do you think about that with the NIL and
pay those guys?
Okay,
look. If those schools can make money off of these kids' images, their names on the jerseys, pay those kids. It's not fair that boosters and other people are making. These kids built those giant stadiums and sold all that merchandise. Pay these kids. It's not fair that these kids eat top ramen in the dorm and people are buying their merch. It's not fair, so I'm happy.
It's okay to drive a Lambo to college, right?
Yeah. Come on, man. Woo! I would.
Oh, man. Anyways, yeah, we'll see what happens in college football. A lot going on there, being hearing different things. And, you know, like the smaller schools are going to be harder to compete. The big schools have, you know, like most of the money and the fame. So it's going to be quite interesting with the NIL because things are really going to kick in next season. But I have, you know, mixed feelings about it. I haven't seen a full report on what's the pros and cons. I'm kind of more against it, to be honest, because it kind of ruins the integrity of the game a bit.
They were cheating. Kids was cheating.
True.
Back then, and selling merch and doing stuff, and then they get out. Boom. That's it. They're done. They're washed up. You know, washed up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Coach Hurley. He turned down the Lakers, Ray. I want to hear you this. He turned it down to stay with Connecticut, the champions of March Madness. What are your thoughts over that?
Smart move. Look, sometimes grass is not always greener on the other side. And if you are doing your thing all right, look, man, I'm doing my thing, man. Did you see the wins that I was doing? I'm eating good over here. I'm eating good.
Exactly.
So
that's like Coach K level, winning back to back.
And when you go to a market like that, man, you got the, come on, LA media, everybody, all eyeballs are on you. And then just look at the history of the Laker coaches, folks. Just look. And are you really coaching the team, or is some other player coaching the team?
Big question. Yep. LeBron. Oh, I didn't say it. Okay. There you have it. That's the news of the week. A lot going on in sports. Stanley Cup is also in the verge of the sweep. Florida Panthers.
Panthers! Sorry, yeah. Edmonton Oilers, but that Stanley Cup was going to be hosted up in the good old United States, USA.
Edmonton, that's like right above Montana, I think. I got to check out the map. Or Idaho? I don't know.
Edmonton? It's Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but it's like right above.
Oh,
like
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Somewhere there's a long flight, but
Canada.
There you have it. Well, there you have it. Week of sports. Really excited. Looking forward for more NFL news, NBA, of course, some world football. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about? Hey, is San Fran going to renew Purdy this season?
Of course they are. That's our dude. He is like, he could run for mayor and be mayor of San Francisco and probably do a better job than who we have right now.
They probably
but guys, I am Ray Schrott, but I'm also Ray3473, the game sideboard. I am a game streamer on Ray3473 Twitch TV and Ray the Game Sideboard on YouTube. I'm about to play with my good friend Simply Pong. Getting ready to play some PUBG on his channel. I stream at night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Look for my socials on Threads and on X.com, and I always let you know what I'm doing.
There you go. Ray is on top of his gaming game. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or sportscast1 on X and IG. We'll be tweeting tonight. Hopefully, we'll could see a champion tonight. Not the Niners, but we might see the old Celtics. Oh, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry West. May he rest in peace.
Passed away yesterday. He GM'd your Warriors, didn't he?
Yeah, we won because of his he was a counselor/type GM, and we won with consultant. Him. He was also a consultant with the Lakers. He was a consultant with the Kings. Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. But he was, if anything, folks, he was the logo.
Yeah, logo. You can't beat him.
And
which they want to replace it with Jordan or something.
No. I will. I was a huge Michael Jordan fan. I thought he was great. I'm not going to tell you what I think of him now, but Jerry West was the logo, man. That yes. Logo means everything. I grew up with that logo on my basketball posters on my wall. Jerry West. Sorry.
Jerry West, salute. One of the great legends. Two legends died, him and Bill Walton. So pretty sad for the basketball world. Hopefully no one else dies this year.
Oh, please. Just can you just give the rest of the year a break and let's go 2028, man. Let's go back like 2028. Don't take our legends, please.
I agree, man. Anyways, Ray, you're always a blast joining you. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. And guys, make sure you follow the Sportscast.
Appreciate it. This is your update.